one of, if not the most familiar stanzas in the poem Ma'os Tzur that we sing when lighting the Hanukkah candles, describes the fact that the Greeks gathered against us. It was a tremendous threat, but Hashem saved us. Nasanesa Shoshanim. A miracle was performed for the sake of the Shoshanim. Shoshanim literally means roses. And the question is, why specifically in the context of the holiday of Hanukkah and the miracle of Hanukkah, do we have the metaphor of comparing the Jewish people to a rose? What about specifically the holiday and the story of Hanukkah makes the rose the most apt and appropriate metaphor for the Jewish people? Rav Matiseo Solomon and gives a suggestion which is already found in its basic form in the works of Rav Yochanan Lubavitch, that we have to take a step back and realize that the primary theme of Moshe in his life, really constantly repeating from the beginning of his career, certainly from the time the Torah is given, is the fear that the Jewish people should not assimilate into the majority surrounding idolatrous cultures and societies. Apparently, Moshe was really, really nervous that once he would die, the Jewish people would be enticed by the assimilationist and the attractive cultures of the majority cultures and countries that surrounded us. And therefore, from the time the Torah was given until the very day that he dies, he repeats this exhortation. Despite Moshe's attempts, he's not successful. And eventually, shortly after he dies, the Jewish people sin. And eventually the process starts that leads them into Golus. 70 years later, they return, they're given a second chance with the second Beis HaMikdash, but again they sin. And come the Yevonim, the Hellenists, and their vision is to Hellenize Judaism, to blur the differences between Greek and Jewish culture. It was not a battle for the lives of the Jewish people, it was a battle for their souls. It was a cultural war. And those Jews who fought back, the Hashmonaim, were specifically fighting back to maintain the Jewish identity, and specifically to challenge this point. The pasuk in the second paragraph of Shir HaShirim says, Kashoshana ben Achochim, Kain Ra'ayasi ben Habanos. Like the rose who maintains its beauty among the thorns, so is my faithful from among the nations. And Rashi there explains that the Jewish people are compared to roses because they live in a hostile environment. Just like the delicate rose is constantly in danger lest the thorns puncture and pierce its beauty, so too the Jewish people is under constant danger and threat and pressure to assimilate and to replace its beautiful, unique Jewish identity and values with the assimilationist, larger values of the societies that surround us. And therefore, this is the most perfect and ideal and apt metaphor to use in describing the story of Hanukkah, because that's exactly what the Hashmonaim were trying to do. They were trying to maintain their unique Jewish identity like the rose, and it was specifically in support of that effort of the Jewish people and that minority that Hashem made the miracle to help the Shoshanim maintain their unique identity.